USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rescue teams that have searched for more than 2 weeks for any survivors in the rubble of a collapsed Florida condo are now focused on recovering the bodies. The mayor of Miami-Dade County, Daniela Levine-Cava, updating reporters about the recovery efforts.
The total number of confirmed fatalities is now 64. There are 40 identifications and 39 next of kin identifications. 200 people are accounted for. 76 are still potentially unaccounted for.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is pledging to force President Biden to be a moderate if the GOP regains Senate control next year. Speaking in Kentucky, McConnell saying Americans have a big decision when they head to the polls in 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is not saying whether he believes the last 20 years of American involvement in Afghanistan was worth it. The president was asked that question while announcing the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, which should wrap up later this summer. Biden adding the United States is not responsible for any civilian deaths now that the troops are leaving. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is calling for defunding the Border Patrol and Homeland Security. The Michigan Democrat saying the agencies terrorize illegal immigrant communities. Tlaib went on to express her disapproval of White House efforts to increase technology at the border. Regarding defunding the Border Patrol and ICE, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes
they want to turn America into a sanctuary country for all illegal aliens from around the world. And now that logic is being extended to our Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, even all of DHS.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Delta variant is being connected to a rise in COVID-19 cases across the United States. And health officials say vaccines should not be politicized.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that are unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle being fought is between the virus and humans.
So it really is a race of the variants against the vaccine. And really what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and the messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The White House is assessing the feasibility of First Lady Jill Biden attending the upcoming Olympic Games in Tokyo. This comes after Olympic organizers announced spectators will not be able to attend the Games. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House advance team will arrive in Tokyo later this week to continue assessments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.